afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you are listening to Financial Survival. And I'm here with my co-host today, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Thursday, August 30th, 2018. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. Wasn't it April about 2 days ago?
Oh, I thought it was Christmas just 2 days ago.
I mean, and now come
Christmas
on.
I know.
Unbelievable. I mean, we're getting ready to go into fall. And fall is always an interesting time of year politically. You know that.
I know it. And I don't think this year is going to be any different. I think it's going to be a very interesting. Well, you know, since the election, I predicted prior to the election that things would become very volatile and it's going to be very active. And we certainly have had 2 years of, or a year and a half anyway, of a lot of activity and volatility. So,
yeah, it was good. I got some articles that we're going to share after a while. It's going to get much, much worse, I'm afraid. I don't like to talk about that. But no point sticking your head in the sand and act like it's not going to happen either.
You know, no, absolutely not. And we're seeing a pressure on gold once again today, down $6.20 at 1201.10. If there's any good news about that, it's still holding 1200. It did dip below to 1195, bounce back. So we had a spread between 1207 and 1201. So, you know, again, it's holding that 1200 level. And, you know, I can't wait until the day I'm saying, well, we're holding that 5000 level.
Well, Melody, but you have to keep stopping, thinking, and remind ourselves and our listeners of this fact, that in 1930, $20 was an ounce of gold. And because that's what a $20 eagle is worth, right?
Well, the modern issue ones, yes, $20.
Yeah. Yep. So think about that. So actually, compared to $20, then the 1930s when they used to sell real gold, make real gold for us to use, compare that to $1,200 today.
Mm-hmm.
For the same amount of gold. So gold hasn't went down any.
No. And that's one thing, too, and you're absolutely correct. You know, we need to remind the listeners that, you know, it isn't the price of gold going up, it's the value of our dollar going down.
That's right.
And but, you know, even people that buy gold and a lot of other promoters of gold and silver, they talk about the increases of gold and silver because that's what gets people fired up.
Yes.
You know, people don't get fired up when talking about the fundamentals and that, gold is here at these levels and, are being manipulated. People want to hear that the prices are going to skyrocket, and they are going to skyrocket, but it's so much more than just the increases in price. And you have to understand money in order to understand a lot of the other issues and the fundamentals for gold and silver.
Yep.
We have pressure on silver, too, is down 19 cents today at 1464. Silver can't seem to get out of its way. Platinum was down $5 at 795. Palladium was up, the only precious metal that was in positive territory, up $5 at $974. The USDX today was stronger by 0.11 at 94.65. Crude oil was up another 64 cents at 70.15. And let's go to the paper markets. And, you know, the Dow dropped, did drop about 150 points after the report was saying that the administration, President Trump, is going to back the $200 billion in Chinese tariffs. And a lot of strategists believe that the Chinese tariffs are the biggest risk factor for the market heading into September. And so we did have a little bit of a downturn today in the paper markets, but it really isn't anything. Canada still has until tomorrow to join the trade deal that was made between the U.S. and Mexico. And everybody's all confident, but we'll just have to see. But, you know, Trudeau, did come out, Justin out of Canada did come out and say he thinks that, you know, he's not going to be left behind. And that is one thing, Butch, that President Trump understands. He does understand that we are the leader.
Yeah, that's
we
true.
Are the
that's
biggest.
True.
And, you know, everybody knows where their bread is buttered. So they're either going to come around or they're going to be
miss
lost.
The train. Miss the train.
Miss the train. And unfortunately, our train is not is running out of track. But in the meantime, it's still a pretty powerful of incentive. The Dow was down 137 and closed down 137 after the drop of 150 at 25,986. The NASDAQ was down 21 at 8,088. The S&P was down 12 at 2,901. The 10-year yield 2.86%. Euro 117. Pressure on that 0.29. And Bitcoin was down a little bit, almost 4% today at 6,800. So, other than the tariffs, and of course, we all day long, the only thing that was on the news today was McCain's funeral services and so forth. But other than that, Butch, it's heading into the day weekend is going to be a fairly a slow news cycle, I believe.
Well, the markets don't seem to be fazed by anything anymore, and that's so unusual that the markets don't react to good or bad news too much anymore. It's just holding its own, so to speak, and increasing over the months. But bad news doesn't seem to bother it. But we'll see what happens in the future. That's all I can say. I certainly would not want to put my faith in the market there.
But
go ahead.
Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's all right. You're right ahead.
Oh, I was waiting for a little joke there.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm used to it. I thought you were going to say.
I hadn't really thought about one today, but I will think on that a little bit.
Well, Argentina's central bank, they hiked their rates to 60%, and their currency is collapsing. And, of course, this isn't the first time. It's Argentina's the Latin America's third largest economy.
But think about that, 60%.
60%. So everyone's concerned that it's going to default. Of course they're going to default.
They're begging for a bailout. They need help.
Absolutely, yeah. And so it depends on how much these central banks and Wall Streeters around the world have invested and whether they'll bail them out or not. So
I wonder, when will nations learn, that they are being controlled by the IMF, that they actually, when they do that, they can never pay it back because they charge interest and they can't make the interest payments, and they know that, and America is a good example of that. So we never learn, because if we did learn and try to stop it, it would destroy our economy.
Mm-hmm.
Because they really would. That would stop the influx of money coming in, which means our businesses would slow down, and we'd have riots in the streets.
Yes.
That's the way it is. So, folks, we've been into a long time ago, and we can't get out of it. That's just life today in this America. America's in debt so far, she'll never, never, never get out of debt. Almost she'll stop it, default on it, and start over again the right way. But when that happened, that would be a huge hurt on this country. It's what's needed.
Yeah.
But it would be a huge hurt.
They should have done it in 2008.
Oh, yeah, they should have done it in 1933.
we get that. But, they had plenty of opportunities at every recession. But the only thing they do is go create more debt in order to pull us out of the recession and create the illusion that, we're still in a position to rule the roost, so to speak. And as you mentioned, everybody wants on the USA train, but eventually we're running out of track. And,
yes, we are. And I got to say something got off my chest today, I think was, this is so ridiculous. What's going on in the news and in the race in Florida for governor. Obviously, a black gentleman really won a stunning victory, as you said, with opponents. But they had the highest turnout, by the way, for midterm primary in Florida's election history. And the black guy won for the Democratic Party side, of course, and the Republican was a white guy. But last night I heard this, and I listened to what he said. And I heard the people on TV whining he's a racist. And I just about wanted to puke. He said something I've said many times about somebody messing something up. They're going to monkey it up. That means you're going to mess something up. That's all it means, Melody. It's like you're going to throw a monkey wrench at it. Ever heard that before?
Yeah, or monkeying around. I mean, it's
monkeying around.
I get it.
So you said they're going to monkey up the Florida, the socialists monkey up the Florida plan or whatever. And they said that was racist. Now, if the black guy has any integrity at all, he'll come out and tell the media to back off. That was stupid. That wasn't meant that way. Get off this man's back. If there's any integrity in this guy, which I seriously doubt, because I don't trust any politician as far as I can throw him. But the point of it is, to take that as a reason to attack someone because he's going to monkey up the system is absolutely beyond absurd. It's beyond insane. It's beyond insulting. I don't want a word to use to describe that. Except these people are that desperate to get back under socialist control, maybe. I don't know, Melody. That's the only thing I can say. I can say a lot more than that, but I try to be a pastor.
Do you want me to say it for you?
Yeah. It makes me angry.
I know. When they really should be reporting on news. Hey, give us some news on what's going on around the world and in other places, and you don't hear anything. It's just and I heard that. They took his statement, and it was 24/7 on any of the, any of these stations. 24/7 on his comment. It's like, and he wasn't even... He was talking about socialism.
Yes, he wasn't talking about the opponent.
No.
Him as a person. It's what he could do as the governor.
Yep.
Insanity beyond words.
It really is.
I mean, talk about a bunch of dumb jerks. No, they're not dumb. They know what they're doing. They're trying to take over the country in the wrong direction. And that's all there is to it. But anyway, back to some economic things. I know you know who Peter Schiff is.
Yeah.
And he's saying we're probably going to have inflation and recession at the same time. Isn't that what happened in Argentina? Venezuela? Inflation and recession at the same time? Isn't that what happened there when their money collapsed?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the problem is the inflation, yeah.
Yeah. So he said we're going to have them both at the same time here in this country also. And he didn't give me a time. No one knows a date. But this was on the 24th when he said this. And already at the 30th of the month, so I don't know. I do wonder if they're going to hold it somewhat decent through election. I don't know, Melody. I've heard so many different conflicting stories on this. I have no idea which way to go. But I know that Brian London says that the gold market is about ready to reverse itself. It's going to go up, and from what he says, really to a higher price probably ever before. And I think he's right on that also. I truly do. When the dollar does finally collapse a whole lot at one time, gold and silver are going to go through the roof, money-wise. And I keep saying this over and over, gold and silver never change value. But the fiat currency around them fluctuates up and down. It's not the gold and silver losing or changing value. They stay constant. That's why our founding fathers used them as a money system, because they are constant. When you measure them by the fiat currency, when the fiat currency is doing a little better, it looks like gold price is coming down. And the other way, just vice versa. So, but gold and silver don't change the value of the dollar. The fiat currency, which is nothing already, drops even less. Now, is that a good way to put it?
It's a very good way to put it.
So I do believe that this beatdown period of precious metals is going to be over pretty soon. I really do. Again, I'm not a prophet, I don't mean to be. But it's going to drop. And when it does finally start dropping, I think we're going to see a very rapid increase in prices of precious metals. I really believe that. So if people can buy what they can now and manage to hang on to it for a little while longer, I think there's going to be some happy people out there.
Well, you know, gold truly is a little canary in the mine. And, you know, right now, the mine, which is Wall Street, is just singing away, you know, so no one's paying any attention to gold. And it's being suppressed and it's being manipulated. And, you know, but interest is picking up. I believe people are beginning to see more of a sense of that we're getting closer to something. And that something is about ready to come undone. And yeah, you there's all kinds of predictions out there and so forth. But when you really do add everything together, being in the election, we know election years, they hold things together. We know stock markets are stronger. We know good news is coming out our ears for election years and so forth to keep everything together. And then shortly thereafter, you begin to have problems. And so I think, that's part of it. Today I saw President Trump said today that civilian employees of the federal government will not receive raises in 2019 in order to put our nation on a fiscally sustainable course. He says he has determined that for 2019, both across the board pay increase and locality pay increases will be set at zero. And he said that in a letter that was addressed to Speaker Paul Ryan. And but in contrast to the civilian employees, the troops are going to get a 2.6% pay increase next year. So kind of interesting. Some people are saying, yay, they're not going to get a raise, and we're putting our house in order, but let's look at it another way. They don't have the money for it.
That's very true.
They don't have the money for it.
When's the last time people that have retired and earned their money has got a pay raise of any sort to mount anything?
Yeah, and the thing of it is also, you have to look at the tax. They need revenue. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. It's the revenues to pay for the taxes and everything else that is being thrown at the system. They need to find money somewhere else. We have record revenues that they're receiving from the taxpayers.
Absolutely.
And it still isn't covering the nut. It still isn't covering it.
It can't, because they're spending faster than you get it in.
Absolutely.
No, we couldn't cover it. If they took every penny we all had, it still wouldn't cover the debt.
Right.
It won't do it.
No, it won't do it. But they're doing everything possible. And they promised the troops an increase. So it's, basically what they're doing is they're, what's that old saying, robbing from Peter to pay Paul?
Pay Paul, exactly.
So they're taking the increases, the pay increases from the government workers to pay for the troops increase that was promised last year. So,
well, I do know I had a call from a listener in Pennsylvania today. The guy's been with us for a long time as far as being listened to us. And he was so frustrated and aggravated, they raised his property tax again. He said, Pastor Butch, from a property taxes and the insurance of his house, takes 25% of my annual income to pay property taxes and taxes on the insurance on the home. He said, also, they double my sewage and water rate. Here we go. Hey, music time coming up. Here we go.
We do. And we're going to be right back right after these few short messages. Thank you for listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit the website, dgscoins.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. And always a great deal here at Discount Gold and Silver Trading.
And we were talking before the break about the gentleman called about his property taxes and the insurances, taking 25% of his annual income. Now, he doesn't get much money, obviously. I don't know what the tax rate in Pennsylvania is for property, but I'm sure it's high. Here in West Virginia, is it high?
Everywhere.
It is. Well, ours went up. In West Virginia, we used to have one of the lowest rates, but it has increased. Mine has went up 3 times. 300%, I guess I should say, the last 4 or 5 years. And that's just, it has, folks. I can't help it. It's went up. But his taxes and insurance cost him a 25% of his annual income. That is a good chunk of money coming out of somebody's pay when he has to come up with that kind of money. So, yeah, I understand what it's like to be in tight quarters. I think we all face that once in a while. But this guy's facing pretty hard. He wants to sell and leave. He don't think he can sell his house and get out there, you know, with anything left over. So I don't know. It's just a sad situation. But on a different topic, I'm going to share two things with you. Two stories, and to get to one story that make the whole point come together. In Chapel Hill, North Carolina, I used to have a pen pal there, a young girl before when I was in military. But anyway, I knew y'all wouldn't know that. As opposing groups planned together Thursday night at the site of UNC's toppled Silent Sam Confederate Monument, University in Chapel Hill are preparing for the possibility of violence. Two events are scheduled for Thursday night on UNC Chapel Hill campus. A group known as ACTBAC, or Alamance County, Taking Back Alamance County, plans to twilight service and honor the fallen Confederate soldier statue at 8 p.m. near the empty pedestal, according to the organization's Facebook. At 7:30, students and others opposed to the Confederate statues plan a Silent Sam dance party and speak out at the same location which he called the Silent Sam Stump. Now, when they tore down this statue in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, the state police were told to stand aside and let it fall. Don't try to stop it. Let the vandals tear it down. Now, I don't know exactly what the reason for that was, unless they want to cause problems or they're afraid to face a crowd. I have no idea. But the police were told to stand back, let them do the thing, and they did. They tore down a statue. So this could lead to violence, and I say it's time. I hate to say it that way in a way that sounds like I'm being provocative, because I'm not. But there comes a time you got to say enough is enough. And nobody wants to go to war, I don't think, unless you're really insane. But enough's enough. But now we have President Trump saying what we've been saying for months about a civil war. It may be imminent in this country. And when he said that if he's not elected, if Democrats take over the House in November, there's probably going to be violence in the streets. So he's saying the same thing. The President of the United States is saying that there could be violence if the Democrats take over and reverse all the things that the Republicans tried to do. There could be violence in the streets. Well, we have them fighting over statues in North Carolina. We have them fighting over Antifa and patriots fighting in the streets in Oregon and other places. Bloodshed is inevitable. And now we see the President saying there'll be violence. Melanie, that is a little bit on the scary side. This nation has never been this divided that I can remember in my lifetime. I remember back in the 60s with the anti-Vietnam, anti-war protest. I remember what happened at Kent State. I remember that also. But it never seemed to be bullying all over the place with so many different factions fighting one another. The South against the North again, blacks against whites, you know, and on it goes. I've never seen it quite this bad. Have you?
No, I can't recall a time, but, you know, it is the old divide and conquer.
Of course.
And certainly that's they have driven wedges and division and, you know, and it, to me it was a little unsettling to hear him come out and say that. It's almost like he's, you know, because, you know, I think all of anyone who comes out and predicts violence and so forth to some degree, I don't know, are they encouraging it to some degree? I don't know.
Well, someone of that high office, that's a very serious thing to say.
It is. But, you know, and it's very unsettling.
And
but we
if we go to violence,
yeah.
If we go to violence, what's that going to do to the economy in this country? What's going to happen to the financial structure that's already weakened?
But you know, that's what they want.
Yes, it is.
That's what they want. They want the citizens to turn against one another. And that's exactly what's happening. They're turning everybody against one another. The violence is increasing. And it's, you know, I'm reading where, you know, violence is decreased or, you know, crimes are decreased. That's hogwash. It's always, they just, again, report the numbers in a different way. So they sound good. But it's...
The New World Order motto, of course, is out of chaos order, right?
Yes.
And that's the way, and I know I've said this before in your program, I'll say it again. 1970s, I believe it was, there was a show called Get Smart. The good guy's side was order, the bad guy's side was chaos. And it was a comedy show, and we all laughed at it. You know, I didn't see any connection to New World Order then, because, I mean, they're still new, at least to me. I never heard of it. But now we look back on that, we see them foretelling the future, do we not?
Yes. Yes.
Kind of weird, kind of spooky. But they did it.
Well, you know, you look at these guys like Richard House, you know, the... You know, Council of Foreign Relations, and they write articles. And, I mean, people should read their articles because they do tell you what's going on and from the elite side. And you can see how damaging it is. And they do sort of predict the future. And so it's, they're, you know, as long as you know who they are, it's mm-hmm. important to know what they say, because it does tell you the future.
Well, you know, when we see all this bickering back and forth from everybody on different issues, and I think to some degree it's good cop, bad cop. I do believe that's part of it.
Yeah.
It's like a wrestling match that's been staged. I think that's part of it for sure. But below the surface, because of this fake wrestling match, if it is fake, and I think a lot of it is, it's causing tensions to build up below where people are taking sides, thinking that they're really on somebody's side, when there's a good chance the ones who are causing it are both on the same side.
Yeah.
Now, that's kind of harsh to think about, but think about that. It's really true.
Yes, it
could happen.
It could
really
happen.
And I guess you saw this, too, that Democrats... are pushing to drop the nationwide voting age to 16. You saw that probably.
No,
I'm serious. It's House Joyce Resolution 138, introduced by U.S. Rep. Grace Ming earlier this month. It said the amendment would allow 16, 17-year-olds to vote, the biggest change to the voting age since it was lowered to 21 to 18 in 1971. And I didn't like the idea it was lowered to 18, to tell you the truth. And I was just talking about out of the Vietnam War era in that time. But I didn't like the idea of dropping to 18. I didn't like it then. I still don't like it. Teenagers don't need to vote. Teenagers today can't even scratch your butt when it itches. So they don't need to vote. Nonetheless, they want to drop it to 16 years old. And they have proposed a House resolution to get it started. Now think about them, apples. If the Democrats do take over and get their way, next election you can be 16 and vote. 60-year-old day male, they don't have enough sense to do anything. I'm not saying all of them, but overall, you know that. Most of them can't even read and write.
Well, no, they're interested in other things. So, yeah, well, can I take my dog Ruby then? Will that be the next change?
Well, you know, the courts are discussing whether animals can sue you. You know that. We covered before.
Well, that's, yeah.
Yeah, so why not? I mean, if they have rights to sue you, then surely they have a right to vote.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, you know, we're talking about this stuff kind of tongue-in-cheek, but it's not funny at all.
No, it isn't.
You know, I mean, it's beyond ridiculous to think that would even bring this up. And one thing I've learned over the years, being a pastor and someone involved in society, I guess you say, that if someone brings an issue up, even for a discussion, I don't care how insane it is, how terrible it is, it gives it validity. People are thinking about it.
Yep.
And at that point, if you don't stop it quickly and harshly, it will eventually come back and win.
Sure. A lot of the times, you know, when these things come up and, you know, legislation is written, just like in after 2008, there was legislation written to create some sort of a program to replace Social Security, something like an annuity, so people could give their money to the government and the government would give a monthly paycheck to you know, senior citizens, and they would never have to worry about losing their money again. The government would take care of it. My point was, they're already thinking about, they want the pensions. They want the pension money.
Yes.
They want the $21 trillion plus dollars that are in pensions and retirement accounts. That's what they want. And so they're going to go after it. They've already planted the seed, as you said. It gives it validity. It gives it, you know, it's recognized. They're thinking about it.
It gives it traction.
So they plant the seed, and eventually, it's going to come. It's going to come due.
Well, back in the 1970s, when the American Psychiatric Association changed homosexuality from being a mental health issue to being normal, that's been 1970s. It wasn't brought out in public and pushed real hard at the time because people weren't ready for it. But it opened the door. It started a discussion that grew and grew to the point now that most people think that we're a racist and a bigot and a hater if we come out against sexual perversion. It took them, 40 years?
Mm-hmm.
But they got it done. So here we go. That's just the way it is. And people that once they bring up an idea of 60-year-olds voting, it probably will go through this year. Maybe not even next year. But eventually, if somebody doesn't cut it off very quickly and very severely, it will happen. You know that also.
Yes.
And so just the way it goes. But you probably already know this also. The five states sued the federal government about Obamacare. I guess you saw that, right?
Well, there's been always several states that have sued over Obamacare.
Five states have sued, and it won a lawsuit. They won it because it was unconstitutional. They won a lawsuit for $839 million against Obamacare. I thought that's pretty good. That was Indiana, Nebraska, Kansas, Louisiana, and that's four. I'm looking for the fifth one here. But they sued and won the lawsuit. Now, what's that going to do? Is it going to open the door for any other states to join, you think? I mean, you got five states who won. Why not 50 states will win?
Who are they actually? They sued the government.
It's Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is leading a five-state coalition that on Thursday won an $839 million judgment against the federal government in an Obamacare lawsuit, a massive blow to the Obama administration's namesake legislation. The Affordable Care Act requires medical providers to pay a health insurance provider fee, even though the ACA exempts states from paying that fee with providing health care. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services during the Obama era created a regulation requiring states to pay paid the fee anyway, a fee that is styled as a tax on the states. Paxton sued in federal court, joined by Indiana, Nebraska, Kansas, and Louisiana. The five states, the lawsuit argues that the tax/fee is illegal under the Administrative Procedure Act because the ACA clearly exempts states from this payment, and also that even if the statute did allow it, such taxes would violate the 10th Amendment of the Constitution when imposed on sovereign states.
So that's almost $1 billion. So
yes.
that means taxes will have to be increased in order for, if the government is going to have to pay them. Well, I guess they'd have insurance policies. I don't know how that works, but the taxpayer always pays for it. So,
oh, no matter the insurance policy, if they have one, we're paying for that too.
Yeah.
You know, that's all I can say. So we're seeing maybe some kickback on some things, and I like it. I like the idea of kickback. And the 10th Amendment being brought up really shocked me, because I bet you that, and I maybe shouldn't say this, but I'll just say it like it is, I bet you 95% of people in this country, if I ask them what the 10th Amendment of the Constitution was, they wouldn't know.
But where... I didn't think you could sue the government.
Well, that, apparently they can. States did anyway.
Yeah.
But I wonder who would know when they said 10th Amendment. How many people do you think you know knows what that even means?
I don't know. Why don't you tell the listeners what it means?
Well, it means that the power, all power, is vested in the states or to the people. The
to
states
the
are sovereign, not the federal government.
Not the government.
Yeah, you know, I mean, yep. that's in the 10th Amendment, that the federal government does not have control of the states. It's vice versa. And if from the states it goes to the ultimate ruler is the people. That's what mm-hmm. this says, folks, 10th Amendment. Read it for yourself. So they use that amendment in the Constitution to say that you can't do this to us. Although they've done millions of other things to the states through the federal government. Most people don't realize the federal government has no authority inside the states. None.
No, but the states the states allowed it because the federal government has bought them off.
There you go.
With subsidies, monies, and so forth, the states will do anything the federal government wants them, usually want them to do.
Well, they'll lose
their money. Yeah,
they'll get the grants.
Yep.
I mean, Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 17 in the Constitution says that the federal government has absolute control within 10 square miles of D.C. and on property ceded or given to the federal government by states for forts, post offices, and other things that they need inside the state. The state gives them that piece of property, put a post office on it, that is federal property. Outside that property, the feds have no authority. But who knows that? I told that to a Secret Service come to talk to my son several years ago because he had a computer. He'd buy a used computer. It had something about, I don't know, about president or something. I don't know what it even was now. But he said, Dad, he called me in here at the house. He said, Secret Service is at my door. I said, oh, Patrick, you're kidding. He said, no, they're here. I said, you pull my legs and no, Dad, Secret Service is here. Ask him what's on my computer. I said, you just tell him to stay outside. I'll be there in a little bit. About a 20-minute drive, so I strapped on a pistol. Yeah, I did. I went over to talk to him. Two guys in suits driving a sports car, I think a Mustang or something, was sent there with private license plates, which we know is probably undercover. But nonetheless, I was asking what they were doing there. And he told me, I said, my son, as you probably know, is not trying to hurt anybody. And secondly, you have no authority here. And I quoted it to him. Oh, that's your opinion. I said, no, sir, that's not my opinion. That's you mean show it to you in the Constitution, or would you prefer I show it to you? I said, now you have two choices. You can continue with this, and a local cop there knew me. His name is Aaron. Told him, said, Pastor Butch is a good guy, but he carries a gun. Don't push him. Now I'm serious. They left.
And never heard back?
Never heard back. They were going.
And what we're going to hear is the music as we're heading into a break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back right after these few short messages.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. And what's next?
I like to finish that story about the Secret Service. I think it's really important.
Yes, it is.
When the local cop, the city cop, was with him. Now, I want people to pay attention to this. When the feds come to your house, they bring a local cop because they know they don't have any authority. They bring a local state police, city cop, whatever, county, mountie, whatever. They'll bring somebody with them because they don't have authority by themselves. But when the city cop told them that Pastor Butch knows his rights, he carries a gun, and he only pushed on this. After I told him about the Constitution, he told him that, and they shook my hand, which I feel like I'm shaking a hand with a rattlesnake, but they shook my hand, got in the car, and drove away. And I haven't heard from him since. Now, that's a true story. If you stand your ground, know what you're saying, and mean it, almost every time they'll back away. But the local cop told him, you know, he's right in so many words. So there you go. Stand up, people. Do what's right. Now, where do you want to go next? I mean, there's an article here about the global car sales tumbling amid slowing demand. I wonder about that, because they said used car sales are booming. But I guess new car sales are slowing down. And I don't understand it, because I know you can buy a new car for less per month than can a used car.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think, too, I mean, we're beginning to see, you know, manufacturers and, you know, 0% finance saying, hey, we had a little bit of run in the rates. We have a little bit of run in gasoline. And, again, you know, people can't get out there. We're seeing a slowing in housing. We're seeing a slowing in automobiles. And so these are all pre-signs.
Yes, they are. They are. They truly are.
And they might not be big signs at this point in time, but they're signs, ladies and gentlemen, to show us where we're headed. It's breaking.
Some of the signs of cancer are small to start with, aren't they?
Yes.
There you
absolutely.
Go. Same thing. Same
and if
thing.
You don't pay attention to it, look what happens.
And you probably know this, too, that Turkey's in a mess financially now, too. Their lira dropped a bunch when their central bank deputy governor quits. Their lira dropped. It just went, just boom, and started dropping. And so whenever you have a nation's financial system, their monetary system, so weak that one man quitting caused it to plummet, that's not a good sign, is it?
No, it isn't.
So I just wonder, you know, and of course they said they're at the United States because the United States is threatened with all kinds of things for sanctions or whatever. But when a guy quits, their dollar drops. So I don't know. I just wonder how they can call that a stable economy when one guy's influence can shut down the whole thing.
Well, you know, I mean, they're having issues. And again, you know, all the sanctions that we're putting on everybody. And, you know, the real news is being ignored. And eventually all of this news is going to come back to haunt us. It's going to come back and we're going to see the impacts on our currency. We're going to see the impact of what our foreign policy, I don't know what's going on with foreign policies. And, you know, the Pentagon came out yesterday and they said that they were going to resume the U.S. And South Korea war games. Well, you know, today President Trump says, no, we're not. I think what happens when these stories like that, I think they release just to see the reaction, to see responses. And then that always gives them a way out when President Trump comes back in and reverses the comment. But I mean, the Pentagon and Mattis, I mean, we've seen it happen before in various, you know, we've seen it happen to Mnuchin. We've seen it happen to even Larry Kudlow. We've seen it happen to Tillerson when he was in there. We've seen them happen where they come out and make this announcement and, you know, less than 24 hours later, President Trump comes out and changes it. So, and I think that is just, you know, if the reaction isn't what it's supposed to be, it gives them a way to change it, and then everybody forgets about it, and everybody moves on to the next thing. So,
Americans' attention span are not all that good. You know that.
No, I know that.
They if they can't get it instantly, they don't want to even think about it any longer.
No, but there was also. This was from the website antiwar.com, where it looks like, this was yesterday, it looks like the administration is going to reverse plans to cut billions from State Department foreign aid. There was the $3.5 billion was allocated. They were going to cut it, but they're abandoning the plan, so...
Really?
Well, there's a lot of wars going on out there, and I don't know if that is, you know, part of it, foreign aid. I'm not sure, you know, where it all goes to and so forth. But, kind of interesting.
It is interesting. And I've got to the point anymore, of course, I'm getting older and maybe a little wiser. But whichever side the United States is funding, look to the other side to be more right than the other side. If the United States backs it, most time it's the wrong side. That's just all there is to it.
Well, you know, it's interesting that they're cutting the raises for government employees, taking their money away, but yet they're giving them $3.5 billion to the...
mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, good point. And I have a job here that
Robin
maybe should
Peter
apply
to
for.
Pay Paul.
So. Always. And usually the guy in the middle is the one gets hurt the most.
Yes.
That's us. But now, here's a job here open for you if you want it.
Okay.
It says, would you apply? Robotics firm posts a job advert for a robot life coach, an advertisement for a robot life coach. I'm not making this up. This is real. This is by Luke Edwards, and it's in a magazine called Technology. Have you got what it takes to guide the future race? This and that word. What it takes to guide the future race of artificially intelligent robots into our future. A new and unique job posting it that appeared on LinkedIn that represents a rare instance of humans helping machines. The job, listed as robot life coach, requires people to take in robots that use artificial intelligence to help them adapt to the life in our world. Robotic tool company Anka, A-N-K-I, I don't know if you heard that before, Anki or Anka, placed the advert as a way to get feedback on its latest home help robots. For the job is a volunteer role, successful applicants will get a free robot out of the deal. The latest Anki Vector robot is able to use AI to read the room, express the weather, take snapshots, announce timers, and more. The robot responds to touch and voice, but also has the ability to make you laugh, claim the makers. So are you willing to take a robot and teach them how to live in the world? I mean, after all, it's a future race.
Mm.
Isn't that a little bit of spooky? A future race?
It is spooky.
And nations are meeting now, Melody, discussing how they can control robot soldiers.
Yes.
Now, this is no longer science fiction. This is for real stuff. Robot soldiers won't care who they shoot. Well, not that we do most time, but anyway, but they won't care who they shoot, who they kill, how they do it. They're robots. They're programmed.
And they won't miss.
No, they won't miss. But now they're going to be called a future race. That is unbelievably scary to me. We're seeing movies again coming true. They talk about this, Transformers and all this years ago. We see it happening in our lifetime.
Wow. Certainly is changing, but that term future race, if they're looking at AI as a future race, that means they're talking about injecting, people themselves will be turning
to be robots. Exactly, and they're working on that. With so-called super soldiers already chipping them and doing things with them.
That's been going on
for quite a while. And even in Vietnam, they give the pilots drugs. And I know this to be a fact. I was there, people. They gave them drugs to keep them awake longer and more alert on their flights. And they did that as a way to control them and keep them moving, almost like robots.
Yeah.
These men become almost like zombies after a while.
Yeah.
Then they come home, let them come and commit suicide.
Yeah.
Sad.
So, it is
talking
very
about
sad,
though. Another sad story. Addicted Americans are so addicted to opioids that they're harming their pets. So, they take them to the vet, get medicine for their cat or dog or whatever, and then go home and take themselves.
Oh, my.
Isn't that sad?
It's very sad.
You know, I can't imagine harming any animal. I mean, just for the sake of harming it to get something out of it. I can't imagine. I do hunt some. I do like to eat deer meat. I chew deer once in a while. I'm talking about harming a pet so you can feed your habit. That is really unbelievably. People are doing that, but they're actually doing it. They're cutting with razor blades or whatever, take them to the vet. The vet gives the animal some kind of opioid to help the pain, and the owners take the pills.
So let's legalize it. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
That's what everybody
legalize
wants.
It. Yeah.
Well, no,
legal, well
yeah.
You know, things are getting better in Canada. They open up the first robot sex house in Canada. And for $80, you can go in and be with the robot, but they won't be in guilt. It's like drinking non-alcoholic beer, they say. You can drink it, enjoy the flavor, but not feel guilty about it. I'm serious.
Well, I saw that headline, but I didn't open it up to read it, Pastor Butch.
I mean, this is where the world's going.
I know. It's a future race, right?
It is, yes.
Yeah.
And it's just scary. You've probably seen that. What, Sophia, the robot?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You've seen, it's spooky. There's an old movie out years ago called Stepford Wives. You remember that?
I remember that.
Where they killed their wives and made robots look like them and played into men's fantasies.
Here comes the joke. I'm waiting for it.
No, there's no joke there. I'm serious. It's sick and sad. And I wish it was a joke, but it's sick and sad. This is what we're seeing with a people that has no moral concept any longer. We've lost our moral compass, but the sad part is most people don't give a hoot. You know,
it's not even so much that they don't give a hoot. What's sad is that it's being so embraced. Look at the future generation.
That's what I mean.
The young children today are being raised to embrace the technology. They're going to think it's great to have their eyeballs replaced with, robotic stuff and implants and everything to, with promises of
eternal life.
Eternal life, ease, convenience.
Yes. Yes, that's what I'm saying. The people don't care enough to expose it. They just don't care enough. And that's prophesied in Jeremiah chapter 5. It's prophesied the last couple of verses of the chapter. It says, all this wickedness done. He said, a wonderful and horrible thing happens in my land. He goes on talking about what the priests and the politicians are doing, the preachers and politicians. But he said that my people love to have it so.
Yes.
And Nehemiah chapter 9, it goes on, talks about what happens to a people that forgets God when they become, now this is in the Bible, said that the people that rule over them, that hate them, are going to own their bodies and their land and cattle. said they're going to have dominion over their own bodies. So the people that hate us, so we'll be called the forgotten God. The people that hate us will have dominion over our bodies, Melody. How scary is that?
It's very.
Boy, I'm running out of time here. You're running out of time so quickly. My goodness, getting out of time. But on a good side of something, some restaurants in this country, in New York and other places, are asking diners, or they're banning phones at dinner table. So when you come to our restaurant, this is our home, so to speak. This is our business. This is our home. We won't put down the phone and be with somebody. When somebody comes in for an anniversary dinner, we don't want them on the phone. We want them talking to each other. So they said no phone at the dinner table. I like that. I like
Let's hope it catches on to a lot of restaurants and
I agree.
Other places.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
And we're not out of time, but I got to cover a couple more stories here. And we know in South Africa, we're seeing land grabs, right?
Yes.
From the white folks there.
Yep.
Well, the South African government has ruled that the 300,000 gun owners have turned their guns in. I wonder why.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder why they do that. Why would they do that when they get ready to seize your land? Does it make sense?
Well, they've been going after those lands for a very long time.
Yeah, now they want to disarm the people that have them so they can't fight any longer.
Yep.
And Trudeau says he wants a total ban on handguns and assault weapons in Canada. It's already so restricted up there, it's unbelievable. But they want a total ban on handguns and assault weapons in Canada. That's going to fix all the problems. Take away the guns from the good people, and bad people won't use them either. Right?
Right.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
Sure does.
And on the other side, to show you how safe we are, an entire police department in Llano, Texas, was nearly wiped out because most of their officers were indicted as criminals. I'm serious.
The Atlanta
Police Department including the police chief, Kevin Ratliff, have nearly wiped out the entire department because they were indicted for their crimes. The guys we put a badge and gun on and swear to protect us and protect the Constitution and take care of the community were criminals and were indicted for crimes.
Bet it was close to the border.
Oh, well.
And we're close to out of time. We got a few more seconds. 1-800-375-4188. Thank you, Butch, for joining me today.
You're welcome.
Great job. Great show. And I'll be back tomorrow with Dave Allen. Until then, be safe. Good night and God bless. That's too bad.